This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. We thank you so much for listening. And we're going to start this hour with the state of America's relationship with Israel and Israel's relationship with the Palestinians. In the closing days of the Obama administration, Secretary of State John Kerry delivered today a rebuke to Israel in an impassioned speech meant to clarify the United States' decision to abstain from a UN Security Council vote on Friday on that resolution condemning the building of Israeli settlements.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
It was a speech that seemed aimed largely at the Israeli public, but also at an American audience readying for an incoming Trump administration that's promising a much tougher line behind Israel. In the meantime, John Kerry reminded Americans of the financial and military assistance the United States gives to Israel, and he reaffirmed America's commitment to the two-state solution. He explained at length why the expansion of Israeli settlements fundamentally threatens any possibility of working toward that two-state solution.
Let's be clear. Settlement expansion has nothing to do with Israel's security. Many settlements actually increase the security burden on the Israeli Defense Forces. And leaders of the settler movement are motivated by ideological imperatives that entirely ignore legitimate Palestinian aspirations.
John Kerry also said the world can't abandon that two-state plan.
If Israel goes down the one-state path, it will never have true peace with the rest of the Arab world. And I can say that with certainty.
It was an impassioned speech from John Kerry, probably one of the last of his term as Secretary of State, and a firm message to the coming Trump administration, which is making strong signals itself through statements and appointments of a new openness towards Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Joining me now is Noga Tarnopolsky. She's a freelance journalist based in Jerusalem. Noga, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
There were lots of undercurrents, lots of messages in this, in some ways, extraordinary speech that John Kerry gave at the State Department in Washington. What did you hear? Did you hear a message to an Israeli government that John Kerry called the most right-wing in Israel's history? Did you hear a message to the Israeli public, or one maybe laying down a marker about the dangers of a new conservatism, a hawkishness that the Trump administration may be promising here?
I think I heard a combination of those. I think I heard absolutely an attempt, possibly too late, but a genuine heartfelt attempt to explain himself to the Israeli people. And then there was possibly the most unusual part, I think, was a very personal, almost cry of the heart. It was, you know, not only an unusually long speech, but unusually passionate, unusually personal. And I think Kerry may be still working through some of his experiences in the Middle East in his own mind.
John Kerry made pains to point out that there's not a departure in U.S. policy toward Israel opposing settlements, that that's not new, but that also settlements are really helping to endanger the two-state solution. And I thought he put a finer point than he really has in public on what the danger there entails. Listen.
So if there is only one state, you would have millions of Palestinians permanently living in segregated enclaves in the middle of the West Bank with no real political rights, separate legal education and transportation systems, vast income disparities under a permanent military occupation that deprives them of the most basic freedoms. Separate and unequal is what you would have.
This seems like John Kerry in pretty stark terms reminding the world if Israel is on the cusp of abandoning the two-state solution, in John Kerry's view and presumably in Obama's view, that it's an awful idea.
Yes. I think here also, both for the Israeli public and the American public, he's repeating positions that the United States government has held from probably day one, and that actually, I have to say, many in Israel and many in Palestine hold. He was not wrong when he pointed out repeatedly that a majority of Israelis and Palestinians still do not support a one-state solution, despite the feeling that we're moving that direction. But there wasn't anything really new here. Was
right.
It just except, laying it out?
Except what might be really new here, it seems, is what's coming, right? I mean, you had a Secretary of State laying these things out amidst tweets from Donald Trump, an appointment of a U.S. ambassador to Israel who is notably and publicly pro-settlement, a seeming tilt towards the right and towards a hawkishness, a pro-settlement hawkishness, that apparently John Kerry feels is really going to endanger any prospect of peace.
I don't know what to say about that, because on the one hand, I think he may well be right. On the other hand, looking at this sort of spectacle that we've seen of the president-elect tweeting, you know, his support for the most extreme right-wing positions of Israel, and the Israeli prime minister tweeting back at him and at his kids, saying, yeah, great, you know, we're waiting for Trump. There's something that is clownish, not serious about all of this. The kind of giddiness you see in the most right-wing quarters in Israel right now about Trump's arrival in 30 days, I think is absurd, given how truly unpredictable and unstable we've seen Mr. Trump's actual statements and what we know so far of his policies. There's nothing clear about what he actually may or may not do other than these bombastic tweet storms.
Well, just to be clear before we let you go, Noga, that giddiness that you're talking about could well give way to dead seriousness if parties in Israel and in Palestine start to believe that the political process holds nothing for them.
Yes, although if, you know, if all of these ifs come true, and if in fact the United States moves to support the most extreme right wing of the Israeli political sphere, it will cause Netanyahu's own government to become less stable because he's fighting against his own right wing flank right now. And it will cause the general environment to become less stable because the Palestinians will start to feel exactly the desperation that the Secretary of State just outlined.
Noga Tarnopolsky, freelance journalist in Jerusalem, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, shortly after John Kerry spoke, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu gave his response. He criticized Kerry for downplaying terrorist attacks by Palestinians.
Hundreds of suicide bombings, thousands, tens of thousands of rockets, millions of Israelis in bomb shelters are not throwaway lines in a speech. They are the realities that the people of Israel had to endure because of mistaken policies. Policies that at the time won the thunderous applause of the world. I don't seek applause. I seek the security and peace and prosperity and the future of the Jewish state.
We'll have more on John Kerry and Benjamin Netanyahu and what a Trump presidency means for U.S.-Israeli relations. That's tomorrow on The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.